Okay, so we're in Daf Samach Beis to Gittin tonight. So it's 62A, page 123. I'll begin three lines from the top on Samach Beis Amanal, three lines from the top. Hayin Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Achiv. That Rabbi Yossi, but this is a Mishnah, or it's a Bryce in Masechet Mai, but it says, Hey Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Achiv, that he gave Eidos in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, his brother. Now, in Osin Chaladam Aretz Batara, Aval Osin Isar Chalad Batara. So it's talking about an Amma Aretz. In the Mishnah, from yesterday's staff, it's spoken about an Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz, the way Rabbi Levis was saying, like there's a din to Rabbanan that they're all treated like Zavim, whether they're Tame or not, they have a din like a Zav, which is Tuma. The Amma Aretz does. So let's say the Amma Aretz has some dough. And he comes to the Chaver. The Amma Aretz is not so from, and the Chaver is from. And he comes to the Chaver, and he says, I'd like you to knead my dough and separate out the challah from it. So here, the Braisa says, in Osin Chalam Aretz Betara, so the Chaver should not do that, because, in other words, the Amma Aretz handled the dough up till now, and if the Chaver handles the Hafrashas challah, so the Kohen will think, oh, well, it was, processed by, Rabbi X, it's like okay for me to eat. Challah has to be only a state of tara for the Kohen to eat it. He says, Aval osin isar chula b'tara. But if the way that the Mepharshim explain it, or the way that the Aretz will explain it, if the Amma Aretz comes with flour and he brings the flour to the chaber, and again, the dough is like a liquid touches it, so now it's susceptible to tuma. So the dough is tame. But it becomes the flour, so the flour, there's no liquid has come on the flour, right? So he brings the flour to the chaver, he says, could you prepare this dough and separate out the challah? So then, aval osin v'isach lo b'tara, but I'll tell you, man, the challah, that he could do, he says, u'banicha b'kvisha o b'anchuta, and he should put it in special kalim, and these special kalim, the way Rashi describes it, they're like from, Rashi says, it's like they have a chemet is, like a leather pouch, like for wine, for water. So it's like pieces from the chemet that are sewn together. The key being A, that it's not mekabel tuma, and B, it's very unusual to put the finished dough product in there. But he'll put it in there, and it will shaba amma aretz li tol, and then when the amma aretz comes to pick up both the challah and the regular kulin, no telich stein. So he could take both. In other words, the chaver is going to prepare the dough, and he'll put the dough in keli A and keli B, and neither one of keli is mekabel tuma, and he'll leave it for the amma aretz, and the amma aretz can pick up both. Ve'eino choshesh, and he, the chaver, does not have to worry about the amma aretz touching the challah for reasons that we'll explain shortly. We're on line 10 on some of Facebook Aleph, okay? It's 7:05 this week. Okay, so now, so here's similar halacha. It's a chaver. He's not allowed to, let's say, prepare the olives of the amma aretz. It means if the olives have been in a ma'atan is a vat, and they're like they stay in the vat and they begin to ooze oil. So then they're mekabel tuma. So if the amma aretz comes with these like dates that are ready for the olive press, so then the chaver should not, in other words, he comes to the chaver, he says, could you, I don't know, work with this and separate out the truma from it? So he says he shouldn't do that. We're around line 10 on Yisrael Beis, on some of Beis Amanala. Bein osin truma zeta batara, aval osin zetim chula batara. Same idea. If the zetim, they haven't been hanging around in the vat, in other words, they don't have liquid on it, they're not makabel truma yet, so then he could work with those olives, telling men to be truma, he'll separate out the truma from it. He'll put it, and the Gemara will explain more about this. He'll put it in the kalim of the chaver, but the Gemara will explain more. It's going to come out. He's going to put it in kalim that are not makabel tuma. That's the way it's going to come out. When the amma aretz comes to pick it up, takes both. And the chaver has nothing to worry about. Okay, that's the halacha from the Braisa. You okay so far, everybody? Okay. What one is the regular kulin dough, and the other is the challah. Okay, and the second case, one is the regular zeitim, the other is the truma. Okay, so now, And in each case, he's putting in kelim that are not makabel tuma. Okay. Says now that's the end of the braisa. So now that we're asking this, the tama mai. So the way Rashi takes it, let's look at Rashi around the 20th hour line. The tama mai shavu rabbanon la'kuli the truma yahikul dikol meisach tuma hader naga. So the way Rabbi Elias is saying, you have two halachot. One is that the chaver can work with the dough, and he works with the olives. But the second halacha is that he leaves it in special kalim, and he doesn't have to be concerned that those are kula. In other words, I could do my work, and I don't have to worry that the amaritz is going to touch the chala or touch the truma. What? They make a tamei, right? I don't have to worry about that. But tamei, why did they offer this kula? Now we'll see what the safeguards are involved with it. We already touched on it. They're putting in kalim that are not makabel tuma. But tamei, why would the chamim make so? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Kadechayav deGabal, Mishum Kadechayav deBadad. They were concerned for the livelihood of the Gabal as the kneader, K-N-E-A-D, the one who kneads the dough, and Kadechayav deBadad, the one who works with the olives. He says the olive presser. So we have a kula for both. Utsricha, and it's necessary for the Tana to teach me both cases. Yeshmin Gabal. If he only told me the case of the meter, he says, Mishum lo nafi agre. I'd say he doesn't get so much money. It's a low paying job. He says, so he needs income. So the Chamim were looking for kulu so he can make some money. And if he could work for the Amei Ha'aretz, in a way we have our safeguards, and we want to do that. About Badad, but the olive presser, the nafi agre, he gets a lot of money. I would think there's no kulu there for him. Yishmin Badad, and if he only told me the case with the olive presser, it's not so common that he has work, meaning he gets a lot of money, but the work is seasonal. In other words, it's only one season when he has the olive harvest, and then it's hard during the rest of the year. About Gabal, but the Gabal, everybody always needs bread. He says, aim alo. I would say that he doesn't have the kula, shriach. So he teaches me the kula by both. Let me just get a few more lines and we'll go on. So he says, let's bring him. Okay. So he says, So I need both. Okay. So yeah, one second, let me just. Okay. Yeah, we're on Samach Beis Amud Aleph around 20 lines down. Samach Beis Amud Aleph around 20 lines down. Okay. So Amar Mar. So now the Gemara goes back to the Brice that we just quoted. Amar Mar. No, tell him in a Chala Umani Chabek Bisha Oban Chuta. So in the first part of the Brice was where this Chaver is preparing the dough. The Amma Aretz, and he, the Amma Aretz will bring flour, he'll turn it into dough, and then he'll separate the regular chulin dough for used by the Amma Aretz and put that in one keli, and he'll put the challah in the other keli. And the challah, should go to a kohen, but he's going to give both, and these are like in leather pouches, which are not makabel tuma. And it's irregular to leave dough in leather pouches. So he says, and when the Amaretz comes to pick up his dough, he picks up both. And the Chaber does not have to worry that the Amaretz, who's walking Tuma, will touch the Chala. So the Gemara says, but why not? Let him be afraid. Maybe now the Amaretz will touch the Chala, and then some poor, unsuspecting Cohen will get it, and he'll eat the challah improperly because it should be burnt. So he says, "Deminale chazi nagat ba hadra l'tibla." The Gemara says that we'll say to the Amaretz, the Chaber will say to the Amaretz, "We'll say you should know that if you touch the challah, so then the other dough goes tevel." So let's see Rashi on this. He says, does he have anything here or not?"
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, in the Gatav Hadra the Tibla, in the Rashi, 20 lines down, he says, "Behu eino chashud lechol tevel shulamita." Whereas the Amma Aretz is not suspected of eating tevel because it's a chiyuv mita, the way Rashi's learning, because everything's mixed in with it.
Tevel?
No, yeah. So, well, that's the thing. So normally it doesn't become tevel. Well, here's the thing that's difficult. In other words, it's coming out, it's difficult to understand. Here, the Gemara, Lechora, if you just read and translate the Gemara is teaching that the Chaver will lie to the Amma Aretz and use this ruse in order to make sure that the Amma Aretz doesn't touch it. That's the broad brush approach. So, Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned from the Chasam Sofer, he says, you know, how could it be that we like you know, is like what's the word when he's like fabricating the Torah? In other words, what's the expression for that? I'll think it over a minute. Anyway, he's falsifying the Torah, and he was saying that in terms truth isn't like the highest value in Yiddishkeit per se. I mean, because the Gemara learns like Meshanim Ne'eshalom, there are circumstances where you could deviate, but he quoted the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that what the Chaver does is when he separates out the Chala, he separates it subject to the condition that if the Chaver touches it, then the Mafreya, everything goes back to be Tevel. In other words, I'm separating this out, but it's subject to the condition only if the Chaver doesn't touch it, if the Yama Aretz, I mean, if the Yama Aretz doesn't touch it. If the Yama Aretz touches it, then everything goes back to Tevel. So the way the Chasam Sofer is saying, he's saying the Emes. He's saying to him, you should know, in other words, so simple pshat is he's using a ruse to scare the Yama Aretz, but the way the Chasam Sofer is, he's saying Emes to him. Or right, let's see back in the Gemara. He says, but the Gemara says, maybe the Yama Aretz doesn't care one way and doesn't have a hangnail about whether the thing is Tevel or not. So the Gemara says, Hashlut Bikuni Kamachabein. What do you mean? He's coming to the Chaver, but Dafka, so the Chaver should separate out the Chalo and or the Truma with the Zaytim. Michbad Lo, you mean he doesn't care? Obviously he does care. Because why would he be coming to the Chaver to separate out the Truma and the Chalo? And indeed, you know, Chazal teaches us that the Amei Ha'aretz were not suspected of not separating Truma. Remember, they were suspected of not entirely separating the maestro, but Truma they all did. So now back on the Gemara, let me just get to the two dots. Amamar, Notelli Medic say Truma, Chaver. This is the second part of the Brisa with the olives. So when the Chaver separates out the olives that are Truma, he'll put that in the Kelim of the Chaver. What? Yeah, okay. So Uchabamar see told Notel Shtayan, you know, Khoshesh. So we don't understand. In other words, Lechori is putting the Zaytim like in one keli that the Chaver has, another keli that has the Chaver, and we'll come see in a minute. And then the Amaris will pick it up, and he, the Chaver, does not be worried that the Amaris will touch the Truma. So maybe it should be Choshesh that he'll touch the Truma. So the Gemara says, hatam hakeira. He says, so I understand the first part of the Brisa, so we had this like, I was going to say it's going back to Tevel, but there's a heker. In other words, there's a sign to the Yama Aretz, like a warning sign, not don't touch, because it's in a special keli, like this leather pouch that's been sewn together, which is usually not used for, and not the Kabbal Tum, and usually not used for the dough. He says, Hachamai Heker Idlay. So, but what heker is there by the olives? He just, the Bryce just said he puts it in the kalim of the Chaver. So demonically, but like galalim, but like avanim, but like adama, he puts it in again. Kelim are not makabel tuma. Clay galalim or kelim are made from dung. It doesn't sound too enticing to me, but that's what it is. Clay avanim, a stone vessel, or clay adama, an earthen vessel. In other words, things that are part of the ground are not makabel tuma. And so mela, the ama ares, when he sees that it's in that keli, which is an unusual keli for the olives, that's like the hot, like the red flag, and he doesn't want to have his, you know, his produce go back to being tevel, so that'll keep him on his toes. So ihachi ma'ir dechaver afil damar sami. So if that's the case, so why is it that it has to be kalim of the chaver? It could even be kalim of the yama aretz as long as it's not a kabbal tumah. So hakanami kamar. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's talking what the brisa means. The kalim shalama aretz, it means we're going to put it in the kalim of the yama aretz. Are we tamish ben chaver? That's something that the Chaver would be willing to use, because they're not Mekabel Tuma. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay. I'm going to go further. All right. Now, well, here it's saying that they're going to the Chaver, and they are concerned about it. And in general, I mentioned to you that when it comes to Truma, they would 100% separate Truma. So now, in the Mishnah you had yesterday, so the Mishnah, again, let's go back to the Mishnah, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, back to 61a in the Mishnah, last three lines in the Mishnah. So it says, we think it means
Like Manasika means I strengthen them, but I can. We think it means I can help the goyim who are working the land. That's what I think it means in the Shemitah year. Aval lo al yidei Yisrael, but not through a Jew. We'll see in a minute. He says, in other words, it sounds like I can help out a goy, but I can't help out a Jew. B'sholim b'shlomam neidarkei shalom, and I can ask in their shalom, neidarkei shalom. And let's look at the Rashi on that, on the Mishnah. Shlom b'shlomam kol yamim. That's not talking about Shemitah, whatever it is. Kol yamim ba'af pish meitzal andach v'shem shemayim. Shalom shemoshim kadosh baruch hu. Even though I'm attaching the name of God to the goy, I'm allowed to do that. All right, let's see back in the Gemara now on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. So back in the Gemara on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. But seeking the Yakam Mashiach, Mark Zekin, mean I can help the goy work the land in the Shemitah year. But Amar Rav Dibi Bar Shishna, Mishmei the Rav, Dibi Bar Shishna said the name of Rav, Ain Odrim Akam Mashiach. I can't hoe together with the goy on the Shemitah year. Bein Kofim Shalom Lovei Kochavim. And you also mentioned, I can't say shalom twice to the goy, like shalom shalom. So focusing on the first halakha, lo tzricha lemeimel hu azukui ba'alma. So no, what the Mishnah means is just that the Jew is going to pass by the goy in the Shemitah year and observe the goy working the ground, working the land, and he'll say like she should have success, you know, like hasiku. In other words, like it should go well for you. That type. It could be the goy's land in Eretz Israel, but the Jew should not sell land to the goy in Eretz Israel. But if you say it's the goy's land, you assume that he's not that the ownership of the goy would not be mevatel it from the kedusha shvius. If you want to say that way, the other way would be to say that it's the Jew's field, and maybe the Jew is allowing the goy to work the field, which would not be al pi halacha, but whatever. But another Jew is walking by, he sees the goy. He's working the field. So it doesn't mean that the Jew is permitted to help the non-Jew work the land, but he can give him a bracha, like, you know, oh. Right, exactly right. He says, Ki had Rav Yehuda amar lehu achzuku, like Rav Yehuda would say to the guy, I'm achzuku, like it should go well. Rav Sheshit amar lehu asharta. Rav Sheshit would say in Arabic, asharta, but it means, and if you look at Rashi, he says, 10 lines from the bottom, Shomim Moseim Otama Obrim Alehem, Techazach Me Yedechem. Like, you know, like Zolzayin Gebench, that type of thing. All right, now, so back in the Gemara, now, the Ein Koflim Shlomo Dei Kochavim, this is going back on the statement of Rav, or Rav Dini Bar Shishna, the name of Rav, he said, Ein Koflim Shlomo Dei Kochavim. We don't say Shalom twice to the Goyim, we'll see in a minute. So Rav Chista Maknim, Yayiv Lehu Shlomo. So Rav Chista would greet the goyim before the goyim had a chance to greet him. So the way that the Ran explains, the way Rav Leibowitz explained, that the minhag was like one person says shalom, and the other one would answer shalom shalom. That's the way. So right. So he didn't want to say shalom shalom to the goy. So he would be machdim shalom, and then he doesn't have to say anything more. That would be the idea with that. He says, okay, he says, Rav Kahana, Amar Lahu, Shlama Lamar. Rav Kahana would say to the Goyim, Shlama Lamar means Shalom to the master, but the way Rashi explains it, looks like the Rashi, he says, Shlama Lamar, 10 lines above the bottom, V'lo yamit kadin levarcho el goy el rabo. In other words, it was like a double entendre. In other words, he would say, Shlama Lamar, and the listener would understand that he's giving me Shalom. But really, he's intending that shalom shalom to my master, my Rebbe. That's all he meant. Not to you, the goy, but to my master, the Mar. And they said, Rav Leibowitz said that the Meiri says that it would say shlama lamar, shlama lamar. So he would say it twice, but he would have in mind for his Rebbe. That's the way he was going with that. Now, if you look at the last post-verse, he says, Pirish Makuntras, Leibowitz Tom Lebarth, or Leibowitz Rabo, the Sarathian Shalihib is a Gonate Dada Bio. So Tosfos is bothered that it's like false to speak this way. That's what Tosfos says. So he says, Yalchinam Kirish Kain, Lo Kamar El Dein Kofan Lo Shalom. He says that the way Tosfos understands that he's not repeating Shalom twice. In other words, that's the way the Lechor Tosfos understands Sugya. It was Shalom Lamar. But in terms of the Das Abrios, I think Rav Leibowitz, he was quoting from some Mepharshim to say that, no, you could do that. Like, they have it all over the place like this, where people say something and it's like meant something else. I can't remember, but that's what he was saying. All right, you know, let me see further. That's the way before the Tosfos is saying, yeah. They're going to Kneva Stas. Kneva Stas. Okay, now, I think we would say that you shouldn't mislead somebody, to affirmatively mislead somebody. You know, I mean, they say Taus Akum is technically permitted. It's a goy, he made a mistake, but to intentionally mislead somebody, I don't think you should mislead anybody. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Here's though the case where it could be understood one way or another way. You know, that lechora is the way Rashi is saying. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, the Sholim B'Shloman, so back in our Mishnah that we did a minute ago, it said that you could ask on the Shalom Nanshus. So the Gemara says, Hashtag Zuki Mechazkin on Sholim B'Shloman B'Vaya. So if the Tana of the Mishnah says that I can give him this bracha, like, you know, Hatzlacha, so does he even need to teach me that I can be Shol B'Shalom? And the only thing which is difficult with this is, see, Rashi in the Mishnah said that what does it mean to be shalom? Rashi said that it meant to use the Shem Hashem, which is shalom, the Shem Hashem. So I'm attaching the Shem Hashem to the goyim. So then it's not such a kavod chomer. In other words, that's the way Rav Leibowitz was saying. In other words, I say you should have a bracha, but then I say like shalom aleichem, that type of thing. That's a higher level. It's not a thing. So if you say it that way, that it could be, I think Rav Leibowitz quoted a pshat, that it could be that they would say, would they give him like the bracha, they would use something like the word shalom. In other words, like they would, like in other words, for the bracha, they would use like the Shem Hashem. And then like by the Boaz, like Boaz said, Hashem Yimachem, and Megillat Roy, Hashem should be with you. So in the Achzuki, in other words, the first case that some of Farshim want to say, like the person would say Shem Hashem, like Hashem Yimachem. In other words, that's the Achzuki. In other words, so if I could use the Shem Hashem to give him a bracha, I could certainly say Shalom Aleichem. That would be that way go. So Am Rav Yeva, Unishcha El Yom Chagam. Rav Yeva says, the Mishnah, I don't need the Mishnah, that Halakha Mishnah teach me regularly that I can say hello to them, but I need like to say hello to them on the day of their non-Jewish Yom Tov. He says, the Tanya, we learn the Braisa, a Jew should not enter the house of a non-Jew on the day of his Yom Tov and give it and say shalom to him. So Rashi learns, lo yikanes, 5 lines from the bottom, the kaven da achshavei kuli hai, dema azil modi. Since the Jew is showing so much chashivas to the goy, maybe the goy will go now and thank his deity that even the Jew comes and greets me on my holiday. Back in the Gemara, mitzao b'shuk, but if the Jew encounters the goy in the marketplace, he'll tain lo the safar rafa of a kovid rosh. He should greet him, the safar rafa, with like a soft voice, the Kovod Rosh, with like a restrained manner. You know, I remember Rav Leibowitz was also saying with the, I think it was from Meiri, so it said that he was saying like that, like the idea being like you shouldn't say shalom twice to the goy, that you should like restrain your interactions with non-Jews because they ultimately may influence you for the bad. That's the way the Meiri was saying. The only thing I was a little bit bothered with is the Gemara has a case where Shmuel had a friend named Ablat who was a non-Jew. And so, you know, I'm not so clear on when, you know, you can have the friendship or not, but that sounds from the Meiri not. So let's see back in the Gemara. So Rav Huna of Rav Chista, Rabbi Yafei, Rav Huna of Rav Chista were sitting, Chalapa Azil Geneva. So this other Chacham, his name was Geneva, yes, boy. So one, it's not clear if Rav Huna spoke to Rav Chista or Rav Chista or Rav Huna, but one said to the other, we should stand up when he comes up because he's a Taman Chacham. He says, Amar Lo, and the other one said, should we get up for somebody who's like such a, like, such so Mitzayer, like he causes so much difficulty with Chachamim? Look at Rashi, he gave it on a surah to Mar Ukva. Adahachi, Ata Ilug Bayu. So while they're having this conversation, Geneva shows up. Amar Lahu, Shlam Aleichu Malchei, Shlam Aleichu Malchei. So he says to the two Chachamim, Shlam Aleichem Malachim, Shlam Aleichem Malachim. In other words, he addresses them that they're kings. So Amru Leim, and Allah the Rabbanim, Ikru Malachim. Because where do you know that the Tamin Chachamim are called Malachim, kings? Amar Lahu, Echthiv, Bim Malachim Yimlochu Begomer. Because the quotes of Hasuk and Mishlei in the book of Proverbs, through me, the Torah is speaking, through me, kings will reign. And it means that, the way he's understanding it, that the Tamid Chamim, who are Osei Torah, will be Malachim. Amulei, Umanalan, the Kaflim, and Shalom, and Malachim. Says, where do you know that you should say Shalom twice to a Melech? Amulehu, Damar Bidamarav, Miayish Kokum Shalom Melech. Where do we know that you say Shalom twice to a king? Shinamar, Baruch, this is in the Temecha. This is Baruch. Now, he didn't need the whole Pasuk on the side. It's Eichet Seichen, you more the Pasuk. That Ruach, the spirit, enveloped Amasai, head of the officers, and he said, look on the side, L'cha David, V'imcha Ben Ishai, Shalom, Shalom, L'cha. So in other words, Amasai greeted David, he says, Shalom, Shalom, L'cha. He says, so Amri Lei, so that's what, now they say that that's why, you remember with Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, and he meets Esfasianus, which we did last week. He said, Shlam Alach Malta, Shlam Alach Malta. He greeted him twice. Because here the Gemara says, I think Rabbi was put in the Rosh Hash for that or something, but he says here, now, Amri Lei looked on Marmidi. He says, well, you know, give us such a nice greeting. Maybe you want to have something to eat here. So Amar Lahu, Hachim Marvita Marav, Asudadam Shit Om, Klumach Timachal Behemto, that you can't taste anything till you feed your animal. He says in the parsha we say in Krishma, I'll give grass in the field for your animal, and then you humans will eat. Now, I believe what was mentioned is another sugya this that shows up in Brachot, and there it says, see on the side it says Svarim Achem Shiokal, here we have Shiokal, but the other Svarim have, and it was in Brachot it says that you can't eat. Here it says you can't even taste anything, which is much more Chamor, much more stringent than that. Okay, so I think I want to get to the next. There's more to speak about the food for the animals. Any questions, anything we did so far, everybody? Say again, repeat. Yeah. It could be that you are saying correctly. It might be, but let's take a look here. It sounds, I don't know where the animal was in this case, but here it does sound like maybe not that way. He says, now he's gotten a lot on this thing with the animal. I wasn't going to quite say everything with this. One second. Yeah. So I don't know where the animal was. I don't know if the animal was with him. You know, yeah. I'm saying like sometimes they would travel by animals and things like that. I don't know if that's what he meant. Or else that would sound like not the way you're saying. I don't know. Okay. Patrulach and Izakin. Okay, Ashkoch, everybody. That's 5 cracking down. Go up to the 6th parak. Okay. So Samach Bay, Samach Bay is the top line in the Mishnah. Everybody with me? All right. Now, we're back to our main topic, which is Gittin. So a man gives a get to the wife, and then she's divorced. But there's two types of shliachim that can be appointed. A man can appoint a shliach to be shliach laholacha, which is a shliach to bring the get to the wife. Conversely, the wife can create a shliach lekabala. She can designate a shliach, an agent, to accept the get on her behalf. Then if the husband gives the get to the shliach, then she's divorced from the moment that the husband receives the get. Now, the Mishnah seems to refer to a third type, which is not really a third type. We'll see in a minute. Let me read the Mishnah, then we'll digest and we'll go on. Ha'omer hekabel gets el ishti, if Reuben will be the husband and Sarah will be the wife. So if Reuben says to Shimon, accept this get on behalf of my wife, now Reuben can't designate somebody to accept the get on behalf of the wife. Zakan yadam shlobafanav. We can be mizaka somebody not in their presence, but ain chavin l'olam shlobafanav. We can't bring a chov. So a get is viewed as a chov, even though someone were happy with the get, but it's viewed as a chov. So it's going to come out that it really means he's appointing shliach laholacha, but he's using this language. We'll see further in the Mishnah in the Gemara. In other words, he's saying, bring this get to my wife, is really what he's saying, but we don't know this yet, okay? Oh, holeif gets the lishti. Or he says, bring this get to my wife. Imrat salah sur yasur. So in either of those instances, if he, the husband, Reuven, wishes to retract before the get is delivered to the wife, he may. If a woman says, I want you Reuven says to Reuven, I want you to accept the get on my behalf. So once the get has been given to Reuven, the husband can no longer retract. In other words, if the woman, you know, designates the Shlich Kabbalah, once the Shlich Kabbalah gets the get, that's history. Correct. From that moment, she's divorced. Therefore, even the preceding case, in other words, let's say the woman created a Shlich Kabbalah, but the husband says, I'm giving you the get, he says, I understand, my wife made you Shlich Kabbalah. I don't want you to be Shlich Kabbalah. He says, Ela holeich betainla, I want you to take it. Right, I'm reprogramming you. I'm giving you new directions, but I'm the one who's giving you the get, so I can do what I want. So then, under those circumstances, if before the get is delivered, he can retract it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Afomer Tuli Giti. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even if the wife says to the shliach Tuli Giti, like take my get, in other words, Tuli Giti is halakhically going to be the same as Hikadal Giti. Okay, all right. Any questions? Comes to the Mishnah. Everybody good? All right. Let's see the Gemara now. Five lines above where it gets by. Gemara. Now, we have two cases on the first line of the Mishnah. One is Ha'omer Hitkabel Getzel Ishti, which I already explained it to you, but we don't know what this means exactly. And the other is Holeh Getzel Ishti. So the Gemara assumes that both of these cases are put together. One is there to teach me a Chiddush, and there's an equivalence between the two cases. So the Gemara wants to say that Hitkabel Getzel Ishti is definitely something that the wife, it's definitely something the husband is saying. The couple gets the ishti. Husband definitely saying it. He says, because otherwise the husband would not be able to retract it. So too, holeich gets the ishti. So we'll see in a minute. So Gemara says, Amalei Rabacha Barita Vivi Rabashi, Tamad lo shabita ish leich lekabala. The reason that the husband, focusing on the second case, holeich getzel ishti, just on that case. If the husband says to the shliach, holeich getzel ishti, take this get to my wife, so the Tana says, in ratzalah sur yasur, if he wants to retract, he can retract. So he says, the reason he can retract is because the wife had not made that person a shliach herself. A shavita I shliach, the Kabbalah, had the wife also made, let's say, Reuven says to Shimon, holeich getzel ishti, so then he can retract it. But if prior to Reuven saying Holeich Getzel Ishti, his wife Rachel had said, you're a shliach of Kabbalah for me, so then he can't retract it. But Salazor Lo Yasor, he wouldn't be able to retract. In other words, the Gemara assumes that in the first line of the Mishnah, just like the Kabbal Getzel Ishti, only the husband is saying that, the wife is not saying it. So to Holeich Getzel Ishti, he's the only one who's talking, he's the one who's involved with that. So then, under those circumstances, the husband, can retract the delivery of the get once he gave it to the shliach. But Lu Yatsur, the wife, would have made the person a shliach of Kabbalah, not in Holeich. So Shmami na Holeich is Chidami. So there's Machlok in the Gemara, which was earlier in this Masechta. If I say Holeich, does that mean Holeich, go and deliver it? Or does it mean be Mizake for the person? If I say the word Holeich, does it mean bring it? Or does it mean Bizocha in it? So from our Mishnah, it sounds like Holeich is Kizchi Dami. In other words, because we're extrapolating from the Mishnah that had the wife made the Shliach of Kabbalah, and then the husband said to that Shliach, Holeich Getzel Ishti, that she be divorced right away, and that he couldn't retract it anymore. Even though he said Holeich. In other words, he's not reprogramming her. In other words, Holeich means Bizocha with it, and he can Bizocha. That's what you think. Wait a few lines, we'll talk, okay? So no, the Gemara is low. Leola me malach, holeich lav kishchi dami. I say holeich is not the same as chi. The kabel gevel ishti tzrichalei. Tana wants to teach me, he's focusing more on the case of the kabel gevel ishti. Slakadai hamina, holu baal labar yishleil kabalahu. In other words, it's doing the other way around. In other words, there's a certain equivalence between the case of the kabel and holeich. So at first we thought that the way Rashi is learning, that the Tana wants to teach me that the din of Holeich, that the husband can retract, is only when he's the only one that's involved, the husband, just like Kabel, he's the only one that's involved. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily the case. It could be the Tana wants me to focus on the case of the Tabel and teach me that if he says a Tabel get l'ishti, I would think a husband can't make a shliach for Kabbalah. So avagav d'matki priyada l'levigita. So I would have thought that if he gives a get to somebody, he says a Tabel gets l'ishti, even if the shliach delivers it to the wife, she's not divorced. Because in other words, I'm not authorized by anyone to say Hitkabel get l'ishti, except to get on behalf of my wife. So I would think if he says that, and even if he happens to deliver it, he's not divorced. It's nobody instructed him that way. So kamash lalan, so what the Tana is teaching me, the first white line, Hitkabel v'holech ka'amar. In other words, Hitkabel means the same as holech. In other words, if he says Hitkabel get l'ishti, he means Hitkabel and take it to my wife. In other words, those two terms are equivalent. Hitkabel and holech in this context mean the same thing. All right. I only have 60 seconds to express this more on this again. Okay. So there's a machlok in general. Is holech hischi or holech is lav hischi? If I say to Eshtei, not by getting, by anything, if I say holech, does it mean, and now you should be zoche in it or not? So if I say holech et laishti, am I saying to the shliach, I want you to be zocha for the wife or not? Now, normally, if I say to shliach holech, even if it means kizchi, there's no zechus for the wife, so it doesn't do anything. But let's say the wife appointed him to be a shliach for Kabbalah. And I say, and let's say I say holech is kizchi, so if I say holech et laishti, then she's immediately divorced. If holech means don't be zocha in it, then she's not immediately divorced, despite her instructions. No, that's not true. We learned the Mishnah. So that's the thing. Is Holech changing it or not? So if I say, I'm saying Holech like Zocha in it now, and then if you're authorized to shliach Kabbalah, then you're divorced. So initially the Gemara thought, I have a raya for that from our Mishnah. In other words, we thought the Mishnah is teaching me, like what is teaching me in the case of Kabbalah Getzel Ishti, is that's only something that the husband is involved with, the Kabbalah Getzel Ishti, and because he can retract it later on. So similarly, holech is similarly the case, second case is also only the husband's involved with that. So, but kamash malan though, had the wife been involved as well, meaning then said kabel, then that would be raya. Then it'd be raya that holech is kizchi. So the Gemara says, no, maybe there is no raya. Maybe holech is lav kizchi. And what is the Tana getting at? The Tana is getting at that if a man says to a shliach kabel gets there, I would have thought that's not any good shliach at all. So he's teaching me that a kabel is equivalent to hole, and does work. Okay, let's go further. Now, we have some more rise about hole is clean. Then I have to pick up the pace because we're running out of time. Okay, so he says, okay, now on the second wide line in the Gemara, we're bringing rise about hole is clean. Tanan, again, we learned in our Mishnah, by Yishusha Amra had kabel legiti. This is line 3 of the Mishnah. If a woman says to a shliach, I want you to accept the get on my behalf, if the husband then gives the get to the shliach, exactly right. So my love, loshna kabbalah, loshna halacha. So we think the cases are accumulating, meaning that when the husband says that kabbal gets there, or holeich gets there, he's saying it to a shliach that the woman had said kabbal yigiti. In other words, that the woman had said Hitkabel Legiti, and then the husband says the Shliach Hitkabel Getzeh or Holech Getzeh. So he says, so in the case of Holech, so we're saying if the woman, according to this, the way we're thinking, if the woman had previously said to the Shliach Hitkabel Getzeh or Hitkabel Legiti, and then the husband says to the same Shliach Holech Getzeh Leishti, he can't be Chozer. So that would mean holech is kizchi. So he says, lo, a kabbalah. No, I could say that the Tana here is referring, the woman said, kabbal legiti, and the husband said, it kabbal gets elishti. But holech is a different, of course, a different color. Okay, so the Gemara tries another tack, line 3. Tashma, again, later on, lefichach, this is like line 4 of the Mishnah, but it's the line, third very wide line. Tashma, lefichach, imamar lo abaal, if the husband says to the shliach, I don't want you to be shliach l'kabbalah. Give it to her. So then he can retract. So then the Gemara says, Tama da amar efshi. So the reason he can retract is because I don't want you to be shliach Kabbalah. Halo amar yeshin. But if he didn't say those words and he says holeich b'tein la, he says imrat salach zor lo yazor. Now he can't be chozer despite the fact that he said holeich. So that sounds like holeich is kizchin. So shvamina holeich kizchin dami. So the Gemara says dilma behelach. So maybe what the Mishnah means is that he didn't say holeich, he said helach. Helach is like, this is yours. In other words, he didn't say holeich means bring it to her. He says helach. Helach is, again, a horse of a different color. Now, Tosfos says, second last Tosfos, eina magia l'klomar dilma ikat tani helach. So the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying that maybe we should understand it is that he's saying helach. But anyway, but either way. Halach is saying this is for you, this is yours. Okay, all right. So the Gemara never resolves that issue. Okay.
Can I ask a question though?
60 seconds go.
Why would you think that the husband who wants to accomplish this divorce would be able to assign someone to accept it for her? That has to be her acceptance.
No. We said that's clear. He cannot do that. Right,
but there were a whole lot of lines spent on maybe he can do that.
I don't think the Gemara said that he could do it. The Gemara was saying he certainly cannot do it. So what does, if that's the case, so what does Hitkabel mean?
Hitkabel mean.
Well, no. If the husband says Hitkabel, the woman says, right. So the husband says it kabel gezelishti, and the woman says it kabel legiti. So it means in essence he's saying holech. Okay. All right. Now the sixth white line back in the Gemara. Pshita ish habishliach laholacha. It's clear. Now we have a shliach laholacha and shliach lekabala. It's clear. The Gemara is getting to the issue. Can only a man be shliach laholacha, which makes sense to me. In other words, only a man can issue a get. So maybe only a man can be shliach laholacha, right? Maybe a woman can't be shliach laholacha. And then only a woman can accept the get, the wife. Maybe shliach kabbalah has to be a woman. That's the question. So can only a man be shliach laholacha, or a woman could also be shliach laholacha? Can only a woman be shliach kabbalah, or maybe a man can be a shliach kabbalah as well? So the Gemara says, shita yishav shliach laholacha. It's obvious that a man can be shliach laholacha, shkin ba'al molik get l'ishto. Because a husband can bring the get to his wife. So, one second, Shkain. The meaning that you kasher shluchan ami. So, right. So, he's bringing the get, so a shliach can also do it. V'isha ha v'shliach l'kabbalah, shkain isha mekabel gita miyad ba'ala. So, ish the kabbalah v'isha lo lachamai. What if I reverse the roles? So, tashama, now we go back to our Mishnah. Omer Kabal Gedzel Ishti, line one. If a man says to a shliach, accept this get for my wife, Ole Gedzel Ishti, Imrat Salak Zor Yachzor. He wants to retract, he can. Aisha Sha'amar Hitkabel Igiti, if a woman says, accept the get on my behalf, Imrat Salak Zor Lo Yachzor. My Lab Achashliach. The Gemara thinks that the second case is accumulating with the first case. They're all talking to the same person. In other words, In the second case, when the woman speaks, she speaks, and then the husband says to the same person that the woman said. In other words, the woman says to somebody, "Hitkabel gezel ishti," and the man says to that same shliach, "Holeich gezel ishti." That's what the Gemara thinks the Mishnah is saying. So he says, "Ushmoina kasher lekabala kasher leholacha." So that is teaching you that you can't be both male and female. So whoever is kasher for a kabbalah can be a holacha. So the Gemara says, "Lo, b'shnei shluchim." No, I could say. One is talking about one shliach, another case another shliach, and never the twain shall meet. So Tashma, so the Gemara quotes the next section of the Mishnah. Rafichach imamar lo abal. This is where the woman says to a shliach, he says, imrat salach zor le'yachzor, once he accepts it, but rafichach imamar lo abal, here we got it, you know, down, like nailed down. If the husband says to the same person that the woman has pointed a shliach le'kabbalah, yiv shish t'kabbalah le'holech b'teyla, and that's Salah Zor Yatzor. Then he could retract. He like reprogrammed the Shliach. Bahachat Chad Shliachu. Here we're clearly talking about one Shliach. He says, Shmona Kashal Kabbalah Kashal Olacha. So I see the same person who's Kasher to be a Shliach and Kabbalah is Kashal Olacha. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's clear, at least there is at least one of the genders could be both. So Pshomina Isha B'Shliach L'Kav. In other words, the person, what we have to, which the, clearly the person that she appointed to be a Shliach L'Kabbalah, the husband says to that same Shliach, I'm reprogramming you now, and I want you to be a Shliach L'Halacha. So he can be Chozer. So it's clear that the same, whichever the same gender is, both. So now the Gemara is going to say, we think it's, of the two, it's more logical that it be a man. He says, "Pshotina yishav shliach l'kabbalah." So if I have to choose one, logically a man should be authorized to be a shliach l'kabbalah, shkinah b'kabbal get l'bito k'tana, because we see in halakha that a father is authorized to accept a get on behalf of his minor child. In other words, the husband, the father can be mekadesh the isha, and then if the husband wants to divorce her, he can accept the get. So if I already see a model in halakha that the male can accept the get, it's lot, and I see from this mission that it applies to both, logical the male. So isha la halakha tibayla, but the woman, as can she be a shliach la halakha? So my, so what's the halakha? So Amar of Mari, Tashma. So Mari brings a proof from, this is a Bryce or a Mishnah that we had, from Mishnah we had earlier. Afanashim shnei model lamar made bala. Remember, we had this in the Yavamo, that there are women that are not, what is it, right? So a woman is Neman, remember, who had certain kulas that a woman was Neman to say that your husband died. Remember, the Kenisha, you know, is Daika, she'll be assumed the wife will check everything out. But five women are not Neman. And the five women are not Neman. Rashi goes over it, six lines from the bottom, or Chamota, her mother-in-law, Ubat Chamota, the mother-in-law's daughter, who is her sister-in-law. Sarata, her co-wife, Vivimta, like her husband's brother's widow, he says, Ubat Bala, her stepdaughter. There was all these women we think are out to get her, so they're not Neman. He says, but Afan Hashem Shein Neman Lamar Meit Bala Neemanot LaHaviyah Gita, but they are Neman to bring the get. So that the Hatam Halacha here, there's Halacha. So we see Mefurish in the Mishnah that a woman could be a Shliach LaHalacha. Welcome, Ben. I can have a Gemara, have a seat. We'd love to have you. Okay, so he says here, so that's a Raya. So Amar Ravashi, Misefa Nami Shvamina. So we're on Samach Beis, Amad Beis, around 6 lines from the bottom. Okay, page 124. Okay, Ben, you want to take it? I got it open, it'll be good. So on page 124, Samach Beis, Amad Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. So Misefa Nami Shvamina. So Ravashi says, from the safe of that Mishnah, I can also extrapolate that a woman could be a shliach laholacha. The Katani Seifa, because we learned in the Seifa, Aisha Asma Levia Gita, a woman herself can bring her get. In other words, the Gemara explains, let's look at Rashi. Exactly right. 6 lines from the bottom in Rashi. Aveli Gita, no, I'm sorry, I'm wrong there. He says, one second. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Afnashim Kule?
What's it? Yeah. Holachi, yeah. He says, Bokim Liba Holacha. Yeah. So, right. So, it's the Dibor Makhu, Bokim Liba Holacha. 6 lines from the bottom. The Perek should be Shani. The Perek Shani, me the Katani Srikalamar Panay Nikhtav, Babina Ba Michimata Gitliyada Yar Shalah. So, the Gemara says, what is this case that she's bringing the get? The woman, once she gets the get, she's divorced. Umatartsina, and the Gemara explains, the Amar Lah Habe Shlich Lo Lacha Ademat Lahatam. Husband, whatever reason, this one, let's say, the wife lives in Eretz Yisrael. She says, this kid will be affected when you get to Eretz Yisrael. So the wife could be a Shliach Lo Lacha until she gets to Eretz Yisrael, and then she'll say before the Bezdin, Pani Nechta, Pani Nechta. So you have another Raya, that a wife could be a Shliach Lo, a woman could be a Shliach Lo Lacha. He says, Vukimna Bo Lacha Shmamina. Okay. Now, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, last few lines. Okay. Itmar, Haveli Giti. Now, here we have where a woman gives one set of instructions to the Shliach, and the Shliach makes a deceptive statement to the man. So the woman says to Reuven, Haveli Giti, I want you to bring my get. Right. Exactly right. This is Biyah Shliach Lohava. And then when he shows up before the husband, he says, V'ishtachamra had Kabeli Giti. He says around and says, your wife, or soon to be your ex-wife, said I should be a Shliach Kabbalah. The husband says, take this get in accordance with my wife's instructions. So we'll see. So Amrav Nachman, Amrav Ruah, Amrav, I feel we get liada, even if the shliach brings the get to her, ain't a migreshet. She's not migreshet. Now, what he's saying here like this, that, in other words, the husband, when the shliach says to the husband that I was appointed a shliach for Kabbalah, he gave the get with the understanding that I'm giving it to a shliach for Kabbalah. That's where the Gemara takes it. You know, he says, but that question is, what is he relying on? When he says whatever she told you, does he mean based on what your representation is, she told you, that's why I'm giving it? Or whatever she said, I don't know what she said, whatever she said. So this is my cloak about this in the Gemara. So Rav says, Rav says that she's not divorced. In other words, Rav says the husband is relying on the shliach's representation that he's a shliach of Kabbalah, which is false. And based on that false representation, he gives him the get. So then when he brings the get to her, he wasn't authorized to bring the get by the husband or anything like that, just to be shliach of Kabbalah. So even though the get eventually arrives by the wife, she's not divorced. That's the way Rav says it. He says, two lines from the bottom, Shma mina adigur today kasamech. So from here, it sounds like the husband is relying on the statement that the shliach makes. He says, di'ya adigur dida kasamech, because if the husband was relying on what the wife's statement was, l'chimat kikliyad amietikar, then she should be divorced. Let's see Rashi on this. Four lines from the bottom. Shma mina d'man d'amar l'shliach helach k'masha amra mishalcheich adigur dida samech. He's relying on the shliach statement. Adaita the dibur shliach ka'amar lei hay helach k'masha amra denehemetli the shliach lekabala on. In other words, I believe you that you're a shliach lekabala. Hilchach ainu megreshet. Therefore, she's not divorced. The chiyay baal nehele adaita the shliach kabala guy. In other words, when he gives it, he's thinking he's giving to shliach kabala. Lo adaita olacha. He's not giving the shliach olacha. Shliach kabala lo habi. He's not. But tipshul mina baya. So there's a question, the Gemara in the Masechet Bava Metzia, if a shliach deviates from the instructions that the shliach sent him, does the person who, you know, in other words, you have, you know, two parties, and then the shliach makes a misrepresentation to the other party, does the other party give it to him based on the shliach's representation, or he says whatever he said to you? Let's say the last Rashi, he says, let's say last. I don't know what she said. Whatever she said to you, I'm giving it to you. Okay, now let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to extrapolate out this halacha that if I give it to a shaliach, I'm relying on the shaliach's statement. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So Rav Ashi says, can I extrapolate anything from the fact pattern that you just gave? And Rav Ashi is going to say, I cannot, on the top line of Samech Gimel Aleph. So now, Bishleima, the Itmar Ipra. If the facts had been reversed, then I think you would have had a good riot. How so? If the woman had said, you be a shliach of Kabbalah, and then he misrepresents to the husband and says, Haveli Giti, I'm a shliach Lehovah, the Hu Amar, Helech Masha Amra. And he, the husband, says, take it based on what she said. But Amar of Nachman Ravua, Amar Rav, came and she get liado, the gureshet, and then Rav would have said, once the shliach receives the get, she's divorced, Alma adigur dida utikasame. So if that would have been the facts, and that would have been the holding, then it would have been clear that the husband is relying on the woman's statement. In other words, whatever she said to you, so you're divorced. Inami liado adigur dida kasame. Or else, I could say something right. It says liado migreshet. In other words, once the shliach gets it, she's migreshet. Ama digur tada l'sam. In other words, he's a shliach kabbalah. Once she gets the get, she's divorced. Inami, or in the alternative, if Rav would have said liado, when the wife gets the get, she's divorced. A digur tada l'sam. Then he's relying on his statement. Elahaka. In other words, here he wants to say maybe when Rav says they're not divorced, maybe you can't extrapolate whether he holds a dibur didei or a dibur dida. maybe she's not divorced because the shliach in essence is oker his entire shlichus. In other words, the woman here said to him, "I want you to be shliach with Kabbalah," and he says, "And he says, what does he? What he says? Kabbalah." And he Kabbalah. No, she says Kabbalah Giti. So she says be a shliach. He says, "I'm sorry, you're right." The woman said, "Habeli Giti." Right. The woman said, "Bring me my get." And he misrepresents and says Kabbalah Giti. So Kabbalah Giti could mean I'm not planning to bring it to her. In other words, my instructions were really, my true instructions were to bring it to her. I'm not doing that. I'm out of this picture. So Kabbalah Giti, I don't feel like bringing it to her. So maybe, even in the end, he brings it to her. Maybe they're not divorced because he's like, okay, he's like repudiating the whole shlichus. Like he's saying, you could say what you want. I'm not your shliach anymore. Get yourself another shliach. So then everything is like outside the scope of his authority. But in the case that we said about Ipcha, so everything would have been within the scope the way it went. In other words, if she says Hidkabele Giti, and he says Habele Giti, and he says Halek Masha Amram, so if Rav would have said once the shliach gets it, so then that means that he's still shliach like Kabbalah. He says, or if he would have said that once she gets it, so it's relying on the other one. But anyway, bottom line, we can't extrapolate this case. Okay, let me do a little bit with the food, with the animals, and then that'll be it. Okay, now, we mentioned before that a person shouldn't eat till the animals are fed. Okay, there's a lot of Torah on this. We'll just do a few lines, and then we have to break in 2 minutes. He says, So the Yad Ephraim suggests this requirement of feeding the animals is based on the following medrash. The medrash and explanation of the pasuk Adamu Behema Toshia Hashem is a pasuk we say at Shabbos Mincha. Man and animal you save. It says that many times the inhabitants of a country due to their sins are unworthy of rain and undeserving of having the sun shine on their behalf. The pasuk is saying that nevertheless the sun shines over that country for the benefit of the innocent animals living there. Hence the pasuk is saying in the merit of animals, so Adamu Behema Toshi Hashem is saying man is really saved because of the animals. He says, the Yad Ephraim suggests the Torah requires one to feed his animals first because of the idea alluded to by the Medrash. Namely, it is conceivable the land gave forth its produce primarily for the sake of the animals. So if the whole Zechus, get rain here, is because the animals, so we should feed the animals first. Then he says, all right, one more paragraph. The Or HaChaim points out the pasuk "Veshkita Daveh Biram," should give the water from the rock to the people to drink and to their animals. Implies to the country the contrary, people were permitted to drink from the animals. He's drinking, you assume it's the same as eating. Okay, all right, I'm going to break off. We have 2 minutes to go. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let me just finish the recording.
Thank you.
One second, let me get this thing out. Trying to get to the table.